AI News by Conjero.
AWS has taken the Spring AI AgentHor SDK to general availability, and that's a meaningful step for teams building agents in Spring.
Right, because it moves this from something people can try out to something they can seriously consider for production workloads on Bedrock AgentHor runtime.
And the key point is that it's not a new model. It's an open-source bridge between Spring AI and the AgentHor runtime layer.
So developers can stay in the Spring ecosystem instead of stitching all the orchestration pieces together themselves. That's a big practical win.
The example workflow goes beyond a basic chat endpoint too. It adds streaming responses, conversation memory, and tools for web browsing and code execution.
That's what turns it into a real agent setup. Once you have memory and tools, you're dealing with context, state, and external actions, not just prompt and reply.
Exactly. And for production teams, the hard questions start there. Observability, latency, cost, governance, all of it.
Plus security, web browsing and code execution are useful, but they widen the trust boundary, so permissions and safeguards matter a lot.
The GAS status does lower adoption risk for teams already standardized on Spring and looking to run agents on Bedrock AgentHor runtime.
But the trade-off is still there. It's an open source path, sure, yet the deployment model remains tied to Bedrock AgentHor, so portability needs a close look.
So the takeaway is pretty clear. This is now a production-oriented integration point, not just a demo path.
And teams should judge it on three fronts: fit with Spring, fit with their operations, and how much platform coupling they're comfortable with.
AI News by Conjero.